Now, again, at the last San Antonio meeting, the 2007 meeting in December, for the first time we saw, well, we have seen data before, but I think these are data people are really looking for, looking at Oncotype and node-positive, ER-positive patients. What was your take on that?
So Kathy Elbane presented a really provocative paper looking at a CAF chemotherapy-based regimen with tamoxifen in terms of the ability of the Oncotype DX recurrence score to predict prognosis and benefit from chemotherapy. And in the analysis as it was presented, it looked like the assay system might be successful in doing that. The difficulty with that abstract, I think, is that we really need to see the data more carefully laid out so that we can get a better sense of who the patients really were that were included in that analysis. It was a subset, what their characteristics really are. And it's also then becomes an issue of, and it's something that we deal with all the time, is when is evidence evidence? And my recollection is there were about 360 women in that analysis. And does a retrospective study of 360 women who were stratified into three different subgroups for low, intermediate, and high recurrence score, do the results of that sort of analysis in a very small patient population overcome literally decades of experience with tens of thousands of women who have been stratified based upon what I would call classic prognostic factors? And probably one study doesn't do it, but I'm sure that we'll be seeing other studies looking at women with axillary lymph node positive disease. And I hope it works, because if it works, it will really allow us, importantly, to be able to select a group of women who do not need cytotoxic chemotherapy.
Or who won't benefit by it. I mean, we know for sure that a lot of women who have node-positive tumors don't benefit from chemotherapy because they relapse.
That's correct.
And we know that there are, depending on how many nodes, there are a certain number who wouldn't have relapsed anyhow. So we know a lot of people aren't benefiting by it, and they still might need it. Maybe they need something else, some kind of biologic, et cetera. But if the relapse rate and mortality is not going to be reduced, even if it's still going to be high. I mean, if I'm a patient, I don't want to go through chemotherapy unless it's going to help me. So I guess, as you say, it's just, is this going to play out over the next few years the way this first report, you know, very recent report?
And I guess I would say that my expectation is that it will.
I mean, it's this kind of consistent story when you think about it.
Right.